Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right now in Wichita, we have 79 degrees under a sunny sky. A little breeze out of the south. The vice chair of President Donald Trump's Voter Fraud Commission says we may never know whether Hillary Clinton really won the 2016 election's popular vote. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach asked in an interview yesterday whether he believed Clinton had won the popular vote because of fraud. He responded, "We will never probably know the answer to that question, because even if ineligible voters were determined to cast votes, it would be impossible to determine whom they voted for." There's no evidence whatsoever of mass voter fraud in last year's election, despite the president's repeated claims to the contrary. Trump won the Electoral College by a comfortable margin. Clinton won the popular vote by nearly 2.9 million votes. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona has been diagnosed with brain cancer. The former presidential candidate recently had surgery. He's going to be resting at his home in Arizona.
Mitch McConnell called McCain a hero, saying, quote, "I know that he will face this challenge with the same extraordinary courage that has characterized his life." Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tweeted that McCain is, quote, "as tough as they come." And former President Barack Obama warned, quote, "cancer doesn't know what it's up against. Give it hell, John."
That's ABC's Omna Nawaz reporting on the diagnosis unleashed a flood of support from across the political spectrum. A drone helped the Harvey County Sheriff's Department locate a missing 91-year-old man. The man's family reported him missing Tuesday night. His vehicle was located by a neighbor in Walton, Kansas. Officers and volunteers looked for hours in the area. Then the Sheriff's Department deployed a drone with a heat signature lens. That missing man was found after the drone spotted a heat signature. Searchers were sent to his location. The 91-year-old man was suffering from a medical condition. Harvey County Sheriff Chad Gay says the drone saved the man's life.
Well, the ability to put something up in the air like that is huge. And again, like last night, worth every minute of time these guys spent training on this thing, worth every penny that we spent on it.
The man was transported to Newton Medical Center, recovering from dehydration and injuries. After more than 8 years in prison, today, O.J. Simpson is going to make his case to become a free man, going before the Nevada Parole Board.
This prison along a dusty, hot stretch of highway where cell phone signals are poor has been O.J. Simpson's home for much of his time behind bars. Now Simpson has a chance at freedom. Dr. Henry Johnson is a longtime friend who has visited Simpson often.
This guy is still able to look you in the eyes and pleasantly smile in your face.
Today, Simpson has to use that charm to try to get out of prison. He's previously been deemed low risk. If paroled, he would likely go free in October. Alex Stone, ABC News, Lovelock, Nevada.
Authorities say an inmate was stabbed at the El Dorado Correctional Facility.
It happened Wednesday evening at the prison. KSN News reports that the inmate was stabbed multiple times by another inmate. The injured man was taken to an outside medical facility for treatment. No other injuries were reported. The incident remains under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sir Paul McCartney performed in front of a sold-out crowd of more than 12,000 people last night in downtown Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena. It was the first performance ever in Kansas by the former member of the Beatles. McCartney never even stopped to take a drink of water, performing 40 songs, including two dozen numbers from his days as a member of the Fab Four. The concert lasted just 10 minutes shy of 3 hours. McCartney's tour continues. He'll be performing in Des Moines tomorrow night. It is 7:05 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Why are they digging up Salvador Dali? And something you threw out that you probably shouldn't have thrown out. That happened to somebody. We'll have details on those stories coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:09 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. The body of Salvador Dali is being exhumed in Spain. This is a paternity case.
Enrique Blasquez is a lawyer for the woman who claims to be the daughter of the surrealist painter. Through a translator, he says,
if the test is confirmed, under Catalan law, we're talking about a quarter part of the estate. This includes copyright, paintings, and everything else.
DNA samples will determine the outcome. Dali died in 1989. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Hey, did you ever accidentally throw something out when you were done doing house cleaning? Well, it happened to NASA. One woman is likely to make a lot of money from that mistake.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
On that historic first trip to the moon in 1969, astronaut Neil Armstrong collecting moon dust, bagging it, bringing it back to Earth. Then NASA lost track of it and accidentally sold the bag in a 2015 online auction. When they realized what happened, the agency fought to get it back, but a judge ruled it legally belonged to the Chicago area woman who bought it for $995. That bag of moon dust expected to fetch between $2 million and $4 million today at Sotheby's. Dave Packer, ABC News.
7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And this morning in traffic, watch out for a potential slowdown. Stalled out vehicle southbound I-135 just short of K-15. Watch out for the slowdown there. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Thank you, Jad. And now let's check in the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western. Morning, Katie.
Good morning. How's it going?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I'm awake here this morning.
You're awake and you're indoors. That's two for two.
Yes. That is definitely going to be a plus today. It'll be just like yesterday. Another very hot day on the way.
And we're talking about excessive heat warnings from the National Weather Service. So this is some intense July heat.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking a high temperature of 101 degrees for Wichita, but because of the humidity, your heat index is going to be about 105 degrees this afternoon and evening. So, yeah, that's why you've got that excessive heat warning in effect. Definitely some dangerous heat on the way for today and the next couple of days.
So it's one of those things, we know how to deal with things like this in July and August, but when it comes around, it's not ever any easier. Usually the wind is out of the south and it's blowing right in our face, and got to deal with that until we get a break. When is a break coming?
Well, thankfully, we've got at least a little bit of a front coming in Sunday into Monday, so that'll cool us down to at least about the low 90s. But we'll have a chance for some scattered showers and storms, too. So if we can get a shower over us, that could cool us down even more. So we'll cross our fingers for that for early next week.
Well, that sounds good. And, I even saw Mark Davidson break a sweat on Channel 3 this morning. So either those TV lights are hot or he is just feeling the pressure today.
Well, I'd say all of the above.
All of the above? That sounds good. All right. Thanks, Katie. Have a good day and take care in the heat. Katie Western, KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western today. It is 7:12 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Hey, let's head out to San Diego, to the West Coast. San Diego Comic Con, one of the nation's big events. It probably goes on 24 hours a day, so Jason Nathanson from ABC News probably never sleeps all night long. Good morning, Jason.
All night long for 4 days, yeah, it really... It's a wild scene out here, and it's just starting. Last night we had preview night, so everybody went, and that's where you buy the stuff. A lot of collectors and stuff, they hit the floor early to try to get the latest toys from Hasbro, Lego. Those little Funko Pop dolls, I don't know if you've seen those. They're cute little dolls that they're done in the, like, they have Spider-Man, Game of Thrones. Those were the two big attractions there. People getting stuff I've never even heard of, spending thousands of dollars in the first 15 minutes. Some of it for them, some of it for resale also. They have various stores or they sell it online.
Jason, what's on the docket for today out at Comic-Con?
Today, the big panel, probably one of them is Bright. This is a new action movie from Netflix starring Will Smith. It's the first time Netflix is going to be in the big Hall H, which seats over 6,000 people, and they go and they present their movies there. All the big major studios do it. Now Netflix is doing it for the first time, so everybody's kind of excited about that.
Jason, Conan O'Brien does his show from Comic-Con, and it's become a pretty massive event. Has the event lost any of its quaint nature that it used to have?
There's nothing quaint about Comic-Con at this point. I mean, yeah, 125,000 people a day.
Wow.
You're going to check out everything that they possibly can in pop culture. The biggest stuff in the world when it comes to movies. You know, Marvel, Warner Brothers, everybody's here. All the big stars. Harrison Ford's going to be here for Ready Player One, for Blade Runner, the Blade Runner sequel. Steven Spielberg's going to be here for his new movie, Ready Player One. You just got the biggest names in the world. So no, there's nothing quaint about Comic-Con.
And Jason, I assume the people watching is at the top of the list of everything that goes on there during the course of the 4 days.
Oh, it's fantastic. If you're a people watcher, this is definitely the place to be. And you don't even have to have a ticket to do it. You can just come and hang out outside. And that's what a lot of people do. You know, it's 125,000 people who have credentials, who, you know, have bought tickets to go inside. But the rest of downtown San Diego is just packed with people walking around, standing in line, people in costumes, you know, from all ages, literally from, you know, just born babies to people in their 90s. Everybody here, I mean, there's comic book fans of all ages.
And are you the person that's dressed normally and acting normally? Are you the freak at this event?
Yeah, pretty much, as you know, walking around as a radio reporter. I'm not dressed up. There's no costume going on. There's no character going on. But you know, it doesn't matter. Nobody's a freak. Nobody's a weirdo. It's all that. The nice thing about it is it's all love here. You know, everybody gets along. Everybody's really polite. They bump into you. They say, "Excuse me." Everybody's very friendly. There's no egos here.
Do you personally have a favorite aspect of the weekend?
I love the big panels. I love when the crowd gets treated to the footage that they haven't seen for the first time. You know, it's here where we saw a trailer for a movie like Deadpool a couple of years ago for the first time. We saw that, and it was the first time anybody had seen it, and they roll it, and everybody in the big hall with thousands of people watch it together, and they just go crazy. So when you see something like that for the first time, that's a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Jason, thanks for checking in with us this morning, and have a great weekend. Yeah, Jason Nathanson checking in with us from San Diego this morning. And thanks to Jason for getting up early. It's 5:15 out there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Jason, and we appreciate it. And gives us a little preview of Comic-Con San Diego kicking off.
I imagine he's
4 days
fun.
Of excitement. Yeah. Yeah, I saw some of Conan last night, Conan O'Brien doing his show from San Diego. He's done that the last couple, 3 years now. And
yeah.
Kind of made that a staple. It's a big deal.
And it's a great idea for him because, of course, if he's out there, he can run across a ton of guests
in. He had the Will Smith gang on last night. And
since they're all going to be right there. Yeah. Easy enough.
He'll grab them all in. Good stuff. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate Jason Nathanson from ABC News joining us from Comic-Con this morning. 7:17 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Last night, Paul McCartney live in concert downtown Wichita, big crowd on hand at Intrust Bank Arena. And, you know, once again, it was kind of one of those deals where you think that, you know, what if voters had voted no on the arena downtown?
Yeah,
there's no way McCartney's coming to play a 9,900-seat venue at the Kansas Coliseum.
No, wouldn't have happened.
So that's another one of those things that we kind of had a vision that if we built a downtown arena like this of its size, that would attract performers of this ilk, and it certainly has paid off in some of those respects. When you see Garth Brooks coming in here and selling out six shows, and Sir Paul McCartney and Elton John and Billy Joel, and the list goes on and on and on, that's a pretty good asset to have in downtown Wichita, and I'm sure the fans that were there last night enjoyed the experience. It was pretty fun, and to get to see Paul McCartney perform 24 Beatles songs and throw some of that on there as well. It's pretty good stuff. 7:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. You know, these days, most travelers are as likely to have some kind of electronic gear as they are to have a boarding pass when you fly. But for a lot of travelers in the U.S., they're going to find those devices getting a little more scrutiny than they used to. This is all an upshot of the new security measures that are being pressed into service to protect air travelers. This focuses on electronics that are larger than cell phones. Now, the new measures affect those traveling to the U.S. from nearly 300 international airports. That includes those in Mexico and Canada. And that may require passengers to have larger pieces presented for inspection and for them to prove that they can be powered on. So that's some of those security measures that you will see from time to time get implemented as we go forward. It was 100 years ago on this day, America's World War I draft lottery began. Controversial, of course, anytime the draft gets put into place in the United States. The Secretary of War was wearing a blindfold, reached into a glass bowl, and pulled out a capsule containing the number 258. It was a ceremony inside the Senate office building. The drawing of numbers by various officials continued shortly until after 2 in the morning the next day. And it called, so there's the America's draft lottery heading into World War I began 100 years ago on this day. It is 7:19 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's check in, find out what's going on in the world of sports. And we go up to Kansas City, to Kauffman Stadium last night, where the Kansas City Royals are taking on the Detroit Tigers. The Royals have been in a little bit of a slump lately, and last night, well, when you were in the top of the ninth inning, you might think, here comes another crummy game. The Royals had a lead going into the ninth. They gave up a two-run home run in the top of the ninth to trail again. Would the Royals be able to rally in the bottom of the ninth inning? Oh, they did end up with runners on base, and at the plate, former Wichita Wrangler Alex Gordon. You heard the game on KFH.
Pitch to Alex. High fly ball, center field, fairly well hit, medium depth, tagging at third, Moss, the catch, the throw home. Chase, and the Royals win it. Royals win it 4-3.
Hey, how about that little ninth inning comeback? Nicely done by the Royals. They get back in the win column, and they pick up ground. They're just two games behind a playoff spot right now in the American League. The Royals and the Tigers wrap up this four-game series tonight up in Kauffman Stadium. Live coverage of the Royals and the Tigers at 6:30 this evening. Make sure you listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Little pro baseball last night on the road for the first-place Wichita Wingnuts, but they did not have a good night in Grand Prairie, Texas, as the Air Hogs scored 9 runs in the first 4 innings. And that was a 9-3 win for the Air Hogs over the Wingnuts last night down in Texas. Still, Wichita, despite a 3-game losing streak, still has by far the top record in the league. And they have a 13.5-game lead atop the South Division. But would like to get back in the win column. The Wingnuts and the Air Hogs finish up this 3-game series tonight down in Grand Prairie, Texas. Of course, the Wingnuts are just starting a 3-week-long road swing during the National Baseball Congress World Series. And we do have golf here in town on this hot Thursday, continuing the U.S. Junior Amateur out at Flint Hills National. Yesterday, they began match play, the round of 64. The Kansas representative, Wichita native Wells Padgett, got knocked out of the tournament in the first round of match play. Now we're down to the round of 32 this morning, and then we'll have the round of 16 this afternoon. And the round of 16 will be nationally televised on FS1 this afternoon. Little national coverage for Flint Hills National in Andover. If you'd like to go watch the competition today, it's all free out at Flint Hills National as the U.S. Junior Amateur continues. That's Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. 7:22 with Steve and Ted in the morning. There's a second secret meeting between President Trump and Putin. Let's discuss that on the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. And traffic and weather. It's all coming up with Steve and Ted. Don't go anywhere. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.